Before we start Sif Ches and Simin Shin Mem, I'd like to be myself a few inyanim which are negeya to Sif Zion. We had learned yesterday about the sheet of the Kolban Asanol, that the Kolban Asanol asks to make with a pin two tchifes, to stick it in two times in and out. We mentioned yesterday that's how the Dirsha brings down that the Chazinish was Mekel. And I just saw in Chut Shoni today that he brings down the Chazinish was Mekel, let's say for a diaper pin, or to put in a pin temporarily. But let's say if a person has a dress or a suit and she wants to put in a pin, that should remain on this suit. This pin matches very good with the suit, and it'll remain on the suit. Then he says the Chazanish was machmer. And also he said, I mean, by diapers, it's only temporary. It puts it in, takes it out. But something permanent, he said the Chazanish is machmer, number one. In another case, let's say he says a person, let's say the stitching of the cuff of his pants fell off, so he takes a safety pin to attach the cuffs together, or he has a rip and he plans to keep it there. Then the Chazanish was also machmer, one halacha. Another halacha, we had learned, the Mechaber says as follows. The Mechaber speaks about a person has, let's say, a wide sleeve. So the Mechaber says, if a person would put in thread and a needle and with stitches, stitch this around the end of the sleeve, and then whenever they put it on, they want to tighten the sleeve, so they pull the needle and it becomes tight. When they want to take it off, they'll loosen the needle. So the Mechaber says this is also Oysam Shemahatkim Habgodim Sovivs Rayesem Ideahut Shemoischen Oysem is Hadik Osala Moisraim. He says, but he's only Makel if there are large holes and the holes are. Each hole is sewn around the hole, so then it. And then we have the same scenario. He has, let us say, the needle and the thread, and he put this in, and now he's going to tighten it and loosen it, then this is permissible. This is the halacha that the Mechaber says in Sif Zayin. So we had mentioned one ha'orem. Let us just speak about the case where it is also, where a person take had a needle and made stitches and thread, and he's pulling it, he's tightening it or loosening it, which the mechwa
is pulling it.
The pulling is tighter.
What is it? This is the holding before Shabbos, just pulls it and
exposing it. That's it. That is what we're speaking about. We said, because in Siv Vav it said that Chutzal Tvira Sheniftach also Lamosreiv. I can't to pull a loose thread is also.
That's the
Shimushi. So Afal Pikein, it's Salos. So that is the Shiddish of the Mechaber. That is the Mechaber's being Moisim. Even though that is Derech Shimushi, it is still also. That is exactly what the Mechaber is being Mechadish. Well, we mentioned yesterday that L'chaire, we mentioned the Erech Shabbos is Ma'irem. The whole concept of Teufa is that they have two pieces of material and they're being sewn together. So that's the Ma'a. So I'm making them one. So that's Melachas Teufa to combine, to be Mechaber, two pieces of material into one. So that was in Sif Vav when the got loose, the thread got loose. So now the two pieces of material are separated, or the button is separated from the jacket. Now I pull the thread, so I'm attaching the button to the jacket. I'm attaching the two pieces of material. This is what the Machaber said, also lemoschoi, one is not permitted to pull the thread together. But over here, yes, I have one piece of material. I have a sleeve which is wide, and by pulling it together, I'm tightening it. That's all what I'm doing. But where do we have here a concept of taisa? That was Akasha we had mentioned yesterday. So the Chut Shoni says as follows, that it depends. That he says as follows: if there is a certain way the person wants the sleeve should look, that means by pulling it together, the sleeve becomes pleated, or by pulling it together, the sleeve becomes tighter, and that's the kind of a sleeve the person wants to wear. He wants to wear a tight sleeve, or they want a pleated sleeve. So that also goes into the category of taita. That means through this sewing process, this is considered a tikkun of the beged. But he says, if the sole purpose is not to be misaken the beged, to fix the beged, no, the purpose is that I should be able to wear it. And he gives an example. Let's say you'll have stockings or a hat that's going to slip off. In the same scenario, and by pulling this thread, it won't fall off. So he says there the purpose of tightening the thread is not to be misaken the malbish. There the purpose of tightening the thread is I should be able to wear it. I have their stockings, and by pulling the thread, they won't fall off. He says that is true. Then it has no shaitas with malachas. Taifa. Melechus Taifa is only when through the Tvira there is a tikkun in the beged. I'm making the beged a certain style. It has pleats. It's a tight sleeve. So that is, if that is the purpose of the tikkun of the beged. But if the purpose is only that it shouldn't slip off, it shouldn't fall off, and I'm adjusting it, so l'tzorech haloivish, not l'tzorech hamalbish, he says that would bechlal not be any issa whatsoever. Yes.
Isn't that a similar thing for the way I understand it? You replace the button, you're using a string, a thread.
That is true. So that is if you're doing it for yourself. But if you are doing it to make a certain type of a sleeve, and you are doing this with a thread, so then it goes into the category of taifa. This is meleches taifa lemaisa. This is meleches taifa. This is the tzura of taifa. I'm sewing. There are stitches, and I'm tightening the stitches. This is the meleches. This is not the, perhaps it's accomplishing what a button will accomplish, but it's being done in a different oven through tightening the tefillah. So he says, so it depends on what his intent is. If he wants to fix the sleeve, that the sleeve should be a tight sleeve, although for the tikkun abegid, then this still falls into maleches teifa. If not, it's not maleches teifa. Now, two more things. We have here a moyonik echidish, what the achayim bring a raya. Now, the mechaber said that we had this thread and with a needle and making it tighter, so it's also. Now, here we are speaking about that this was a temporary tefillah. That means when they put it on, they made it tight, they took it off, they loosened it. It was a temporary tefillah, and the mechaber asked. So they bring a raya from this, that by maleches teifel, even though it is temporary, I have no intent it should remain for a long period of time. I'm putting on the beggar and Shabbos, I'll take it off, and in less than 24 hours, afal pikein, they bring a raya that this goes into maleches teifel. Now, in Dirshu, he brings down from the Chut Shonim, Agavuche, they say before we mentioned, the Chut Shonim mentioned this also, that for Velcro, which is also an oifen to be mechaber, we're attaching the two sides, then the Velcro is, the poiskim hold, there's no shaila whatsoever, and that is permissible. For a longer period of time, Velcro is no shaila. Now, he speaks about Pampers, so Rav Nissim Karelet says, the Pampers, since they can be opened and that means you conceal them and open them and reseal them, and you are not, that means you're not tearing anything. It's that size, and the seal is made in such a way you can peel it off and put it back on again. So he says, so this is permissible to do in Shabbos, but he says it's preferable to open it up before Shabbos and to put the tabs of the paper one over the other before Shabbos to show that this is the oifen nashimush, that now I'm sealing it, and then when I use it, I'm going to open it, that he says is preferable. Yes.
I heard about pampers.
Yes.
When they're soiled.
Oh, now we're going to talk about that also. But when pampers are soiled and you want to throw it in the garbage and you want to seal them, that they should not open up, that is also. That's he brings down, that is also.
That's not so clear.
Because there it's oimit to remain, and that somehow was like this is called derech shimush. But if it's going to remain, that is also. Fine. Now, let us start Tziv Ches. Moichen shenoflu min hakeses. Let's say moichen is a soft particle, cotton or other things, that they used to fill up pillows with this, and they fell out. It fell out of the pillow. Muta lahachzirom. So they fell out. So you're allowed to put them back again. Avol also litnam mitchila b'shabbat makeses, but for the that means so we're speaking about a distinct case. There was moichim, there was these fillings that we had filled up the pillows with a type of a filling. They fell out. You're permitted to put them back. But if you have a pillowcase that At the present time, nothing was put into the pillow as yet. And now you want to fill up the pillow. You're not allowed to, for the first time, to put this filling in this pillow. This is asur. So the Mishnah Berurah says, kol davar rach, something that is soft, kori moichin. This is called moichin. Kigoin tzemer gefen, katan agreiris begodim bluyim, or remnants of fravda begodim, b'chiyah gav nevuadin, noitzeis, feathers, muta lahachzirom lo oisoi akeses. That means this pillowcase that had these feathers or this filling, you're permitted, they fell out, you're allowed to put them back. The kivin, the kvar hoyusham, they were there already. You're not creating something, you're putting it back to the previous status that it was. It was a pillow with feathers, and I'm just putting back these feathers in this pillow. Ein baza mishum tikkun mone. There's no problem of tikkun mone. It's not called I'm creating a keli. I'm making a pillow. Even though we have to appreciate the chiddush sheboy, that means even though when all the feathers fell out, you can't use it as a pillow anymore. But since these are the same feathers which were in this pillow, so by returning these feathers in this pillow, there's no shaltik and money. Now you have to be careful that you should not sew it up. You shouldn't say, look, it fell out the first time. Now I'll make a few stitches to ensure that it shouldn't happen again. No, that you have to be careful. But if the feathers were as yet not put into this pillowcase, and now I'm going to put in the pillows. I wanted to do it before Shabbos, but it was a hectic Erev Shabbos, so I'll do it now. So then this is also the Hashta Ovidle Monet. It is considered, I am making now a keli, I'm creating now a pillow. V'yesh bozeh chiyuvo d'yereise. This achiyuv d'yereise is an iso d'yereise. To put back the same feathers in the same pillow, so this is considered, this is not a tikkun mona, this is just bringing it back to the status that it was before. But to put in new feathers, or for the first time to put it in, or to put in the feathers from one pillowcase into another pillowcase, this is also, and it's yesh bezeh chiyuva d'yereise. Now there's a very interesting shaila about blowing up a mattress, a balloon, a ball. What's the deal? So let's just go to the how we would understand this. So the Minchas Yitzchok says he brings down this din. I mean, I'm blowing it up. The mattress was blown up before Shabbos. The balloon was blown up before. Now we're talking about a balloon. My balloon is a different shayla. A balloon is normally, in order to ensure that the air shouldn't escape, say make a knot. And that balloon is Tamaze Yisrael. So we're talking about this other types of things which are blown up. There's a plug. You don't have to make a knot. So we're talking about such a case. I'm allowed to blow it up in Shabbos. So he brings down this mechaba. Well, this air that I'm putting in was not there before. This is new air. So new air, this is no feathers. So he holds that is awesome. It's very interesting Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that it is mutar. So we have to understand why it is mutar. So he says he had broad shoulders. So he says as follows. So he says that ear is not considered a different entity. That means this. Feathers, Egypt, and these feathers were there. So these feathers were there already, and so you put in different feathers, so it's called, it's different. But air, he wants to say, it's the same air. There's no chilek this air or this air. So he considers that it is permissible. He says it is permissible. Rabbi Yashiv says as follows. He says, Al Satikun Mona, it seems he would be made to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, but he says it's also as Uvdu Dechel. He's not Matar. He says it's an Uvdu Dechel. But for a cotton to blow up a balloon of some sorts, that there's a plug to it, for cotton he would be maker, for the cotton to do it, but that's as far as it went.
The people here came out before shot.
Could be. A little fellow, whatever you're being. What do you mean the different ones you're putting in?
No. Putting it back.
Well, yeah, become a gadol. The same filling, become a gadol. That's called chazorah. That is the halacha. That's not called you made a keli. This pillow was made already, and
so I thought, okay, push that.
That's irrelevant. This was, it's irrelevant. It was, what do you mean? Not before Shabbos, but 2 days before Shabbos. So whatever, when it once was, returning the same filling into the same pillowcase is not at all called, fine. Fine. I don't know if it's exactly the same a comparison, but al kaponim, there's a lumdus of chazore. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Agavuchim, I forgot to say, we were laying on the previous halachim. By this halacha, the Minchas Yitzchak brings down someone was matter to fill up a mattress, and thus who was matter, and he's fuming with this. He doesn't say it was matter, but he asked it. Then he said that same person was matter with a pump to pump in the air. So that he was fuming more on this also, and this I bring that they bring down from Rabbi Yashiv that a pump is also they call that klish malachte leisa is more than the dachil. That's on this halach. And one more halach from the previous sikh, he doesn't say any reasons why, what, and where, but in Chut Shoni from Nissan Kerelis, he says a woman that has a pad that she attaches to her undergarments, we mainly do so, she's allowed to stick it in Shabbos. No, to stick it in, take it out, and somehow he doesn't give any reasons why it is mutter. It's not. Al Kaponim, he says it's mutter.
Okay.
No, it seems it's also another problem. It's like a chelik of the. It's she needs this, so this is part of my skin and need do so. So it's no shayla mitzvah. Now we're going to go into Nu Malachim. A band-aid is also, could be that a band-aid, they say there's no shayla of taifa, because they say to somehow to attach a soft material to a hard material, that's what they say by a band-aid. Sticking the band-aid to the skin is, there's no shayla of taifa, somehow there's a psalom, there's a soft material to a hard material, is not called taifa for some reason. So, but they say when you put on the band-aid, make sure that the two edges of the band-aid should not go overlap one over the other. Should put one chelik on this, and you should put the other chelik on the rest of the finger. Shouldn't wrap it around itself. That's what he says. So I don't know, but here, if this is similar to the head of a band-aid, I don't know. But Akabonim Baloche is brought down in Chutshoni, which is Zichar Kedai to know. Now, also Lekabetz Melach Mimisrefois HaMelach. So one is not permitted to gather salt from the places where the salt is dried out. This is similar to Meleches Ma'amer. And also, Lekabetz Kol Dovo Mimkoim Giduloi. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah to understand this a little better. Mimisrefois HaMelach Sheyesh Mekoimois Shemamshich L'Soichon Mayim Min Hayom. There are certain places that they have like grooves and ditches that they divert the water from the yam into these grooves and ditches. And the sun makes that the water evaporates. And now you have grooves and ditches that are full of salt. And now you want to take this salt and put it into a keli. You want to put it into a keli. Shadoime de Meleches Ma'amer Hu Lesef Hashibolim. That means the tvua that was cut on the field, they used to gather the tvua. And we'll see this is Bemokim Giduloi. The Issa Ma'amer is you're gathering the tvua or the peiris, and you're bringing them together, b'mokim gidulam. So here, v'gam hu ke'ein ze. So this is also similar. In this area, the salt was made. It's similar to the gidul of tvue. That means tvue grows in certain places. And this salt is made in these places. So b'mokim, where this salt is made, to gather it together, to put it into a receptacle, is also of Smama. Shisham Umokim Giduloi Shalamelach. This is the place where salt is manufactured, as to say. Dumyadi Shibolim Shabasode. Similar to the wheat that grows in the field. So if you'll gather the husks of wheat and you'll put them together, either you'll bind them together without a rice in the kekesha, your chayim alts ma'amah, or you'll put them in a receptacle and through that they are together. So mamela, so this is also midrabonon, but it's similar to ma'amah. Avol im nispazer b'mokim achem, muta lekabtsom l'mokim echot. But if this salt spread out in a different place, not where these ditches and grooves are, not in this area, in a different place. I take it into my house, and then the whole container of soil spilt out, and I want to gather it together. No problem whatsoever. This is permissible because it's not b'mokim gidulo. The ma'amer, so it's similar to ma'amer, l'hilkachosa midarabonon. Avol imel gufa leke, but there's no iser diereise of imo, they nimor elo begidule karke. The melocha of ma'amer was only said by something that grows from the ground. Agavulche, we're speaking about this sea salt. Just goodbye to mention that this sea salt is not cooked. So in Hilchos Bishul, there are coolest that the salt that was cooked already. So Mamela, there's a din of Bishul, Acha Bishul, to put it into a cliche. The sea salt, and which is very shchiach to acquire, is raw salt, and whatever Hilchos Bishul also supplies by this salt. Well, I think
there's more than water now. They don't wait for the salt to heat it. The oil and the water goes out. What's left over is minerals.
I don't think so. He said in the episode that they said in the slitters. I don't think so. I don't think they boil the water. It's
right.
Well, if it's sea salt, it could very well be. Yeah.
You see it on the Raritan River. If you go over the bridge on, what is it, 95 homes south, there's tons where they get the salt work coming in on the Raritan River. And when the tide goes out again, it sinks down. You know, they make little ponds and, you know, a canal to the pond, and then they close it off when it's full so that the water doesn't go back out.
I don't know. I don't know if I mean... I don't know. If it happened in Shabbos alone, I don't know. I really don't know. Kol dovo, haino peiris v'yirokeis v'eitim. They were talking about that ma'ama applies by all gidulei karkem. Peiris v'yirokeis v'eitzim v'asabim v'chol dovo ha'godu min ha'karkem. U'bezeh chiyuv nami iko. But by gedulei karkem, it is a chiyuv k'shemekapsom b'mokem gidulom. Zehu meleches ma'ama gufa. This is meleches ma'ama. Vaho vahai de noket amechaber beloshing also. Now, so the Mishabura is a kasha. Vachain also lekab. Now, he started off by saying also lekab is melech. So this also is very good. It's also midarabonon. It's not gidulei karke. So mamel, it's also midarabonon. Vachain also lekab is kodova mimokim gidulei. Now he's coming to tell us that Peres and Yerokis and Eitzim and Nasabim, all these things are also b'mokim gedulim. Please, this is not also, this is Chayim, this is also min ha-Torah. So why do you say Loshen also? Lohoiris lonu. So he wants to tell us Adik. You're right, the son Jim said, might it's also min ha-Torah. The Shaloi b'mokim gedulim. Kigoin shen is pazru peres babayis. That I'm telling you, it's the iser is only bemokim gidulam. But shaloi bemokim gidulam, that means if in your house, you brought into the house, you had a big basket of apples. So between you and me, these apples were collected in an orchard on Shabbos, so this would be, that's the seal of a deraisa de kema'ama. Fine. Now, I bring this basket into my house, and now in the house, the whole basket's filled out. So now I'm going to again put back the apples in the basket. This is not ma'amo. So this is muto. Because you need davke loshen, davke mokim gidulam. Lo iris lono de shaloi be mokim gidulam. Ki gaisen is trazo peiris babayis. Afili surin amilekak shemekabson yachad. Vainler simin shin lamed hei sif hei. It's there in Sin Lamed Hey, Siv Hey, it said as follows. It said that the Peiris, when it's Pazer and the Chotzer, you're not allowed to put them into a basket of Uden the Choyl. That means, so there's, if they're all spread out, one should only take the Peiris and eat one at a time. And he should not put them in a basket, but it's not also Meleches Ma'amer, it's also an Uvda de Chayl, that's why it is also. But also Ma'amer, there's no Issa. Now, so he says, V'shoymrei Ganois Upadesim. He says, but a person who is a shomer in a garden or in an orchard, tzrichim lizoyer ma'oid b'ze, aber mamokim gidulam, so there's a isa deraisa ma'amar. Afilu bepeiris shenoshu mi ba'oid yoim. Peiris that fell erev Shabbos. Shiloi lo osvon b'shabes afilu maat. Yesh bozeh chiyum chatos. That there's a chiyum d'iraise. This is mokib gidulam. They fell out of Shabbos. And that means this shomer saw these two apples that fell right before Shabbos. So he had an eye on them. He knows where they fell. It's not, they didn't fall in Shabbos. And he's going to eat it l'kov in Shabbos kodesh. So if he's going to be ma'asev, these two apples, he's chayim achatos, the shir imu, you shir cotton ma'oid. The shir of ma'amer is a very small shir. Chmoyshe kosav arambam, ha-ma'amer oichlen imu achile shiure ki groigres. The shir is the size of a groigres. Vim lebehem shiure ki moli pi agdi. Vim lasoke shiure ki di levashel be'y ayin sham. So it's a very small shir. I just like to mention one thing. I saw in Ktzais HaShulchan, the Ktzais HaShulchan says, Meleches Ma'amer, if a person will pick up, let's say, there's five apples that fell on the floor, and the orchard there of Shabbos, he picks up two apples. He says, Kozman, he doesn't put it in a keli, that is not called ma'amar. That what he's holding it in his hand is not meleches ma'amar. I know the Loshon Mishnah says one has to be very careful, but he brings a moira de keraya. He says, if it's going to be meleches ma'amar, Chazal asked if a food falls in Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it, maybe you might go and climb up the tree. We ain't talking about climbing up the tree. If it falls in Shabbos, you'll take two apples together. You'll be Chaimov's mama. Or you should ask the fruit that fell out of Shabbos. Altsmama. So he says, well, double push it. The whole chiyum of mama is only when it was tied together or put in a receptacle. So that's called together. That's the chiyuv of ma'ama. The Ktzais HaShulchan also says that if you'll have, let's say, you had flowers which were growing in a garden, and let's say they were cut erev Shabbos, and now you want to put them in a vase, b'mokim gidulom, and I want to one arranged after the different flowers, one the red roses and the white roses and those, and I want to put it together, when they make an arrangement, so that is also Meleches Ma'amel. It's just like with everything. B'mokim Gidulom, this is an Issa D'Araisa. No, if you do it B'mokim Gidulom, if you took it home, forget about it. Now, if you took home the flowers, so now it's not Mokim Gidulom. He's talking about Mokim Gidulom, isn't it?
You cannot take all of these.
What?
If you put it in water, that would be...
No, I don't think it's growing now. The B'mokim Gidulom, so then you know to do that also. If you are... What? I don't think so. I don't know if that's called Mokim Gidul, this unique. I mean, these flowers that I'm putting together, it's... I don't know if it's called... I'm putting together things which grew in this place. I don't know if that would be called... I don't know if it's called Mokim Gidul. Now, Gavuchim, Moshe says, if you put it together in Shabbos, I'll make a nice... kibbutz of different flowers, so Ramesha says it's also midrabon of chukun bone. I made a nice bouquet, which is a little bracha. This is yassens. I mean, this is a nice. Sometimes you have a simcha and Shabbos and the keder. Rabbi is making, they're setting up the tables and they have the cut flowers and they can put in each vase. They can arrange it's a beautiful, The decoration with flowers, he says, this is also thinking on them. Yeah. Now, let's go further. Hamikabet Dveila Vaosa Mimeno Igul. Now, Igule Dveila was, there was partially dried out figs. They were put in the keli, and then they were stepped on or pressed on. And since they were sticky and they hardened and they became an eagle, they became like a hard piece of cheese. Or a person had figs and he made a hole in them. Now this is, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hareza told this ma'amah, shedarkon shaloisan aperes lachabron boifon, and this is how you attach these prayers. Va'ayim benishmas odom shemitzadeh da'am kshoise kein bebayis chayim mishum ma'amah, the boifon gizah osilas is gam bebayis kibasodah. This condition that Meleches Ma'amar is only applicable B'mokim Giduloi, this condition is only by the Imur which is done B'mokim Giduloi. That means the things that grow in the field, you bring it together, you make it into bundles, you put it into receptacles. So this is the Melacha that is done normally B'mokim Giduloi. So that is also Hals Ma'amar. But this Malacha of sticking together igule dvele or putting together ta'enim on a string, this malacha, this is number one, it's a different type of imul. Here you connect, they stuck one to the other, and this is not done. This is not done necessarily b'mokim gidulam. So this is also minatoira afilu b'bayis. So I saw the Ravida Shulchan brings down from the Nishma Shabbos that some of you take a toothpick and you put raisins on it and you make it very nice for a simcha. Could be it's also someone else's. He wants to start it at a smuta. But could be this is similar to this din over here of not gav tain vishlis achemu bemachin iskapsu guf echot. Now let us just see the next decision. Af al pri shenayslim shum shimin vegoizim yiprocesim yisins and walnuts lidvash la yechabsem biyoda, you shouldn't gather them together. But what's the problem? That he's holding together, that means these walnuts were soaking in honey. And he doesn't want so much honey, so he's going to take the walnuts or the sesame seeds out of the honey. He's going to squeeze it together, and the yisra in the honey, the extra honey will drip down. So the honey will separate from the walnuts. The havi boira. So this is a shayla boira. He's being boira the walnuts from the honey by bringing together these walnuts and letting the honey drip down. So there he says, l'cheretz oichol mitech p'tzeles. By taking this, so it should be mutter. So he says, either it's speaking about, no, so he says, if this is als boirer, so then it's speaking about, he has no intent to eat it right away, he's going to eat it later. Or, he brings a Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says, it's also als losh. A different melachim. Hanoisin zera pishton or shumshimin chayesebem b'mayim, flaxseed or sesame seeds, and you put them into water, so they have a tendency to cling together. Is that I just put them in water, but they cling together. Chayev mishum losh. The zechim of losh neishem is olven, because they mix v'nitlim zebaz, and they cling one to the other. So even though all I did was putting them into water, the zechim of lishem. Thank you.